Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time to play Boots, Scoop, and Carson.
All right, caller number 9. We're looking for you right now. 252-9233. You're going to score a pair of tickets to the January 13th performance of Spamalot coming to the Wester Auditorium Theater. That is January 13th through the 18th. Tickets for that are on sale right now through rbtl.org. The winner's also going to receive a $100 gift card to Grappa and a $100 gift card to the spa at the Del Monte. So it's theater, it's a night at the spa, and it's a great place to go eat dinner. So that is a great prize pod, pack. 252-9233, caller number 9. They're all yours. We're going to have a little fun. See if you can identify this song from Hope and her magic kazoo.
I got it.
I'm running on the steam.
Ringing a bell. The end there, you were kind of huffy at the end there.
Oh.
She's a little lightheaded.
All right, we're going to let her catch her breath. 252-9233, caller number 9 there. All yours. Good luck. Boy, what was with the power outage yesterday? That was a big one. It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. Feel free to join the conversation. The phone lines are open. It's the same number as our text line, 252-9233.
I know, it was on Holt Road. It was over in Webster.
It was like 3,000 customers.
3,000 customers, and it affected some of the businesses there, including Wegmans. And one of the local news stations posted the eeriest pictures of Wegmans. I guess the produce, it was gone. They picked the produce up. I don't know what they do with it when the power goes out. And then they had like limited generator lights on.
Like emergency lights.
And it was just kind of
creepy. Were people still able to shop?
Yes. Yeah. I don't know how, because your registers can't work. But I don't even know how the automatic doors would open. Right? If you have no power. So right. I'm not even sure what that. But we lost power about 50 million times over the holidays. And the one time we were home, I think I posted it on our Facebook page. I had these big plans of watching Netflix all night. I was like, yes, I have time off. Everything's caught up. Da-da-da. And I sat down and we lost power. And I was as whiny as the kids. I'm like, yeah.
That was the universe telling you to go to bed, get a full night's sleep.
Well, it was like early. It was like 5 o'clock. And my husband, the biggest annoyance for him when we lose power is that he has to reset all the clocks. I mean,
I am usually the clock setter in the house.
And he's
I'm the one who goes around and does all that.
No, I got to reset the clocks. And then it would come back on. And then like hours later, it would kind of flash off again. And he's like, no, I just did all the clocks. And I'm like, really, Steve? That's such a first world problem right there. I think we'll be okay.
How long does it take before boredom sets in because the screens are off? Now, your phone, I think most people, their first thing would be go to the phone.
Yeah.
But if the battery's not charged, if it's later in the evening, you might have limited time there. So maybe you don't use it to save the battery. Like, what is your go-to when you don't have screens anymore?
Well, Hope doesn't even get...
I don't have cell phone service in my condo. It's like, I'm in like the basement and it's into a hill. And like it goes into SOS mode. So if I don't have Wi-Fi,
so if your Wi-Fi goes
I have
off,
no connection to the world unless I want to wander outside.
Wow.
Like hold my phone up like, do I have a bar over here?
Oh my gosh. So what have you done when you guys have lost power?
Well, the last time we lost power was in March. A windstorm had happened. A tree had blown over and we had not gotten Duke yet. And my girlfriend was like, well, the power's out. Nothing else to do. Might as well go pick up a dog.
Oh.
And that was the day we got Duke, was the last day we lost power.
So positive things have come out of power outages.
I guess.
Right?
We got Chad on the line. 252-9233. Chad, what do you do when the power goes off?
Pretend to clean the house.
Pretend.
In the dark.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the vacuum's not going to work, but you could do other stuff. Dishes.
Yeah, I mean, you can make the noises, you know.
All right, we were talking about when you put your Christmas tree up, when you take it down, when you do this, when you do that. What about saying Happy New Year? It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. Join in the conversation, 252-9233.
Happy New Year.
It's a little late, frankly, for the Happy New Year's, you know?
Why? Just happened a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah, that's too long. Statute of limitations is kind of run out on the New Year's. 3 days, plenty.
3 days.
By the way, everything doesn't have to be happy. Why does everything have to be happy?
Is there a time limit?
I say 3 days, too.
3 days.
Yeah, yesterday we were gathering with some coworkers for a meeting and they were like, hey, Happy New Year, Happy New Year. Now, granted, we haven't seen them since
the New Year kicked in.
But if we go again in a couple days and we meet again and they're all like, Happy New Year, that would be too much.
By the way, did you hear what Hope was doing to literally everybody that she came into contact with yesterday?
Oh my God, I haven't seen you since last year. You look the same.
Yes.
I think I heard you say that 5 different times on Monday.
Yeah, and it was funny each time.
Was it?
Who's telling you these things?
Me.
So for me.
What is the equivalent of a Scrooge in the new year? Because I feel like you two are the Scrooges. No. You don't want people to wish you a Happy New Year?
I think there's a time limit. Like maybe the first work day beyond that.
Yeah.
Like if New Year's falls on a Friday, you know, you're back to work on Monday. Maybe you drop it on that Monday. But anything beyond Monday,
that is just like,
what's the point?
I'm so past that. It's weird. And even yesterday, I was like, oh, yeah, it's a new year.
Nothing else gets a holiday, you know, season like that.
Right. You wish Merry Christmas for weeks leading up to
That's
Christmas.
That's it. That's all I'm saying. Memorial Day. You don't walk around going, oh, I hope you have a great Memorial Day for 2 weeks. 4th of July. You walking around on June 15th going, hey, happy 4th, America.
Yeah, that's one day. This is a whole year we're
talking
about.
It would be July 15th where you were like,
happy fourth, the other side of it.
Happy 4th. Right? Well, the 4th's already passed.
Well, it's funny. In advertising, you'll see sales that go on for the entire month. For 4th of July, Memorial Day, right. Veterans Day. So, I don't know. Is he onto something there? What's the limit?
You mean unless we're selling you a mattress? Don't.
Well, then it's important.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.